of Lowood lessened, although semi-starvation and neglected colds had predisposed most of the pupils to receive infection. Jane and the rest, who continued to be well, were allowed to ramble in the woods like gypsies. They lived better too, as Mr. Brocklehurst had been driven away by fear of infection. Jane never tired of Helen Burns, who evinced for her a quiet and faithful friendship, which ill humour never soured. But Helen fell sick, not as the others of typhus, but of consumption, which in Jane's ignorance she understood as something mild which time and care would soon alleviate.
You came to bid me goodbye, then. You are just in time, probably.
No. No, Helen!
There is nothing to grieve about. We all must die one day. And my illness is not painful. My mind is at rest. I have faith that I am going to God. How comfortable I am. That last fit of coughing has tired me a little. I feel as if I could sleep. But don't leave me, Jane. I like to have you near me.
I'll stay with you, dear Helen.